Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on the comfort of Zion in Isaiah 51. And today we're using Isaiah 51, verse 10. I'll be reading from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds a chance to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. And didn't you once dry up the sea? The powerful waters of the deep, and then made the bottom of the ocean a road for the redeemed to walk across. And didn't you once dry up the sea? The powerful waters of the deep, and then made the bottom of the ocean a road for the redeemed to walk across? As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Didn't you once dry up the sea? The powerful waters of the deep, and then made the bottom of the ocean a road for the redeemed to walk across? In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. And didn't you once dry up the sea, the powerful waters of the deep, and then made the bottom of the ocean a road for the redeemed to walk across? As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you that you are a God of action, a God who cares about the details of our lives and deals intimately with each of us right where we are now. As we go about our day today, may we remain attentive to your living, active presence within us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.